Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Daled in Maseches Kiddushin. We continue our discussion of the mitzvah saseh of the third part of the first parak discusses. So the last point we mentioned was there was a machlokas whether people who are learning stand for Tamid Chachamim that walk by. And the line the Gemara had, let's start with three lines up from the two dots. Rabbi Loiv, Rabbi Yaakov Arzavdi. Rabbi Loiv, Rabbi Yaakov Arzavdi, have a Yasi that was sitting. Chalav Azar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Vakamu Mikamei. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba walked by, and they stood up when he walked by. Amalhu Chada, he says, what are you doing? What are you standing up for? Right? Chada Da'atun Chachim Ivan Achaver. You're a Chachamim, I'm on a lower level than you. The Ode, Klum Torah, Omedes Bepre Lomdeha. Does Torah stand up in front of his Lomdim? Right? Meaning, you know, is that appropriate? Savalak Rabbi Lazar, to Amar Rabbi Lazar, Intab Chacham Asher Lama, Rabbi Rabbi, Rabbi Pashash Osik Batorah. And he felt that they shouldn't have stood up while they're being Osik Batorah. Right? Maybe for a Torah, but not for, for Torah, you shouldn't be mafsik. And Laid Alei Abaya, Abaya was cursed him. He didn't agree. He thought that no, you should stand up. So this is the issue with: do you stand up for Torah? Do you stand up for Tamid Chachamim? And even the previous line that we read yesterday, that we didn't read today, where we have the Kal Vachomer, where the Gemara said the Kal Vachomer, if we stand up in front of the learners of Torah, surely you should stand up in front of the Torah itself. Ibnello Kol Shekain. So I alluded to the fact that all the Rishonim ask a stira between this Gemara and the Gemara in Maseches Makos. The Gemara in Maseches Makos quotes, Hani Bavloi, read the Gemara. Gemara Daf Chafbez Mabez. The Gemara says, Kama Tipshoi Sharinshi. Rava says, how foolish are those people? The Kaimi Mikami Sefer Torah, they stand in front of a Sefer Torah, but the Kaimi Mikami Gavaraba, and they don't stand in front of Gavaraba, Tamid Chachamim. What makes the Chachamim so great? The Torah says, you get 40 lashes, Arboim Yakenu, and the Chachamim took one away. So you see, the Chachamim are more powerful than Torah, so to speak, and therefore, how can you stand up in front of the Torah and not stand up in front of the Lomdim? So it sounds like it's more obvious to stand up in front of the Lomdim. So how could our Gemara say that it's Kal Vachomer, you should stand up in front of the Torah itself? That's why all the Rishonim get in on the action. The Marsha there in Mako says, interesting. It says, no, it's not a stira. Really, you stand up in front of the Torah, like our Gemara says. What is the message of that Gemara? What did that Inshi Tipshoi? Says, people who think that all the rabbis do are Machmir. All the rabbis, they're always stringent. They always add on rules. They always make our lives so difficult. It's Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. Why? Because the Torah says you get 40 lashes. Some say you only get 39. Who knows what would have happened with that 40th lash? Who knows what would have happened? So that's why the Chachamim are Makel sometimes. You can go 40 to 39 lashes. So don't think that they're always so Machmir. That's the Marsha on that Gemara, which is an issue that one has to realize. That's the Marsha. The Shev Shmaitza, though, in the Hagdama. Shev Shmaitza in the Hagdama, quoting the based on the Ran, but he quotes no. The Pshat is quoting based on a Ran and a Maharal. The Chachamim are needed to interpret the Torah. We have no idea what any mitzvah means without them. But once, and that's why you need them. But once they interpret the Torah, then it's the Torah itself that's special. He says, let's say somebody has a vineyard. Somebody has a vineyard, it's a beautiful, gorgeous vineyard, but it's not worked at all. It's not worked at all, so he has to hire professional workers in order to work and harvest and get the grapes off. So you needed the workers, and the workers might be even more important than the vineyard, because the vineyard's useless without the workers. But once you're going to tell me, once they do their job, they take the grapes off, you're going to tell me, you're going to say, oh, the greatest thing about this whole thing are the workers. No, of course, it's the grapes. It's the grapes. You have a pearl in the middle of you. You have to find the pearl amongst the rocks, amongst the clams. You work. The workers are bedactic. They're finding it. So at the end of the day, you're going to say the workers are the greatest because they got you there. So it's the same thing here. He says, "Ukamochein hibatorim ein tamachacham levarer ulasakein v'hayikid divrei sefer chasum she'en l'cham mitzvah mufreshes b'torah." We don't know what any mitzvah is. Tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, shatnez, rabos kahina, uba malchus. Even malchus they took one away. Biladei atamachacham atorah kolo haisa. The Torah is like nothing. But if you're already giving them chizik, you're great. Thank you for interpreting. But then it switches to the Torah. So that's why our Gemara says the Torah is more important, and that Gemara Makkah says the Tamil Chacham is more important, because it's at different stages. That's the Shev Shmaitza in Os Ayin. He has all the different Osos in the Hagdama in Os Ayin. There's a Chassidus Shavar that I think I've mentioned online before, based on that Gemara in Makkos, right, that the question is, the Tamil Chacham is great because they make 40 to 39, right? They get more powerful than the Torah. The problem is the story. The Achiezer was once in one of these vacation homes with the Abdur Rav. That's how I heard it. And one of the summers, they were talking and learning on their vacation. So the Achiezer says, Avakasha. He quoted this Gemara, and he says, why, if the whole issue of the Gemara is that the Chachamim are more powerful than the Torah, they could reinterpret it, make it one less, right? So why did we wait till quote a pasuk from Parshas Kisesei? What about Parshas Emor? Tisru Chamishim Yom, and we know it's 49. Right? There are other examples where the Rabbanan took off a number. What quote a pasuk at the end of Kisetzei, right, all the way at the end of the Torah? This earlier in the Torah where you see the Chachamim said it's not that whole number, but it's one less. For example, like in Parshas Emor, 50 days to Kehal. No, it's 49 days. So the Abdur Rav says no. The pshat of the Gemara is not that makes somebody a gavara. They're a gavaraba, the Chachamim, because they made one less than the Torah. Now, what makes a gavaraba is somebody who relieves the hurt of a fellow Jew. That's what a gavaraba is. So that's time they took off a number. But here they took off a malka. They took off a maka. They took off a lash. Oh, that makes a gavaraba. When we relieve the suffering of a fellow Jew. Okay. That was continuing from yesterday. Now we have the two dots. V'bidu achrei Moshe ad boho ohela. They looked after Moshe until he came back to his tent. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, chanam l'gnai v'chanam l'shvach. One says they looked after him. This is a gnai, a disgrace of him, and they said negative things about him. And chanam l'shvach. And another one says no, they praised him. Mandam l'gnai kedi. So the one who says l'gnai kedi isa, as is known. Not even going to say it, says the Gemara. And then it says the Shvach, it's going to be the following. The Gemara is going to explicate what the Shvach is, how they used to stand up for him, and they used to give him a lot of covet. Rashi says, look at Kidaisa on the second wide line of Rashi. Kidaisa, Mishim the Dever Magunehu, says it's a Dever Magune lo Ratz la Farsama. They didn't want to publicize it. Fari Mefurish, Medrash Rabbitat Chuba, but if you really want to know about it, look in the Medrash. Why, Ro Kama Avim Shokov, Kama Savar Shamein, Akom Mishalana, look how. He's getting pretty robust there, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's all our tax money. All our tax money is giving him his good lunch. Right? So they started making fun of him. So the Gemara didn't want to say that. So ask the Shram Shana Balacha. So why did the Medr say it? Why did the Medr say it if the Gemara didn't want it? The Gemara says it's Lagnai, so the Gemara didn't want to say it. So why did the Medr even say it? So the Shram Shana Balacha suggests, Yeshlomar, Mishum de Betalmud Yad HaKol Mamash Mishin Ba. Everybody learns Gemara. There's no Medrash Yomi. It's daf yomi. So who's learning Medrash? Halavai, we should learn the Medrash. We learn the Medrash and the Rashi quotes. Right, so actually, the Rashi quotes kind of this one. But Aval b'Medrash ain't Yadakom b'Medrash in Ba. But people don't learn Medrash. The Gemara says in Shvuas, and he quotes other Gemaras, Pesachas Brachas, that people were not familiar with the Medrash. That's why putting it in the Medrash is a safer chance that people are not going to know it. Except the Gemara, everybody knows it. It's more Dover Mefursim, and that's why. He says, and he quotes, at the end, the Mashavi Rashi at Dvarim Hacha B'Gemara, what is Rashi quoted here? What is Rashi quoted? Okay, so you have to keep it quiet. Why does Rashi quote it? Why? Lohodia to teach, Shekeinu B'chol HaDoros, Shemabita Macharei Tamidich HaChalim HaMitiyim, Mitoch Sheim Omrim HaEmes, V'Mimokom in LaFarisim Rabim. He says, this is what the Talmud Chacham has to deal with, people talking about them. And that's part of life. That's what the Gemara says. If everybody loves the Talmud Chacham, then maybe he's not doing his job properly. He's not giving him enough Musar and Tochacha. But, he says that's why he was Megala to Rashi. Maybe not everybody learns every Rashi. But that's the Shram Sinan Balacha's interesting Ha'ara of that's why it's in the Medrash, not in the Gemara. So back to the Gemara. So one says L'Gnai, which is in the Medrash, and one says L'Shvach. So Mandam L'Shvach, L'Gnai Kiti Isa. Mandam L'Shvach, Amar Chizki, Amar Li Rabbi Chanina, Amar Biyavo, Amar Rav Dimi Dimin Chaifa. Chacham over, omei l'milfan of dalan amos. A chacham that walks by, you have to stand once he gets into your dalan amos. V'kimin she'aver dalan amos yoshe, but once he leaves your dalan amos, you can sit down again. Av bezdin, but if the av bezdin walks by, over, he walks by, omei milafan emelo enov. Right when you see him, you have to stand up. V'kimin she'aver dalan amos yoshe, but once he leaves your dalan amos again, you can sit down. Nasi, if the nasi comes, nasi over is passing in front of you. You got to remember, when all these people are walking, once they're stationary, you don't have to stand up again. Like we said yesterday about the Sefer Torah. Once the Sefer, like Me'ikar Hadin, we didn't mention this yesterday, when the Aron is open, Me'ikar Hadin, one does not have to stand up, because the Torah is not moving. The Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to stand up. Like in the Ne'ilah, if somebody gets tired, they can sit down. There's no this. It's a Minhag of Klal Yisrael to stand up when the Aron is open. But really, it's only when it's moving. So here too, when all these people are moving, Nasi Over, Omer Milfanav Malei Enav, right when you see him, you have to stand up. And Yoshev Asher Yeshivim Koman. You can't sit down when the Nazi walks by until the Nazi goes to sit in his place, so he gets to his destination. Shneamar v'hibitu achrei Moshe ad ba'u ha'oela. As I said, they looked after Moshe until he came to his tent, meaning he came to where he's supposed to go, his destination. And Rashi quotes, Moshe Nasi haya. Moshe had the status of a Nasi. Asks the Mitzpah Eisan. What do you mean he was a Nasi? Wasn't he a Melech? Din of a Melech. Was rather the din of a Melech. Right, more about Malchus is learned that from Yeshua, but also it applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mitzpah Eisan suggests maybe he only got the status of a Melech after he brought down the Luchos Shnius. If you look in the source, maybe that's when he got the din of a Melech, when he gave the Luchos to Klal Yisrael. Before that, then maybe he did not have the status of a Melech. That's one answer given. Others say maybe the Santa said Melech a Melech is only once they came into Eretz Yisrael. So there was no din of a Melech beforehand. So even if he had the status, you know, he only could have the halachas of a Nasi, even if, in theory, somehow he had the status of a Melech. Yeah. Okay. You're okay. Weiter. Two dots. Here we go. Komitzu Zaseh Zman Grama. Vachulu. Getting back to our Mishnah. Mitzvah Zaseh Zman Grama. Women are exempt. As we said, I didn't mention Hooper from the Abu Drum. The Abu Drum mentions why are women exempt from Mitzvah Zaseh Zman Grama. So we're going to have Makoris for today. We're going to have, ultimately, it's Xeris HaKasif. If you want to give one svar, the Abu Drum says, "Lefisha ha'isha mishubedes labayla la'asos trachav." A woman is involved in busying, doing the house. "V'tzorchei habayis mutalam aleha." "V'efshar shebishas asiyas ha'mitzvah yitzave osa haba la'asos mitzvaso." Or I might add, the kids might be jumping on her head, right, and the kids might need something. "Lefichach patra habore mi mitzvosav." Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "It's okay. Kadesh yila shalom and bayla shalom bayis." Somebody's got to do it. We got to do it. So obviously the husband should help out as much as he can. But there can't be an obligation for everybody to do everything because you know what are the kids going to do? So therefore that's a svara for the patur. Ultimately, it's zeros hakasid as we're going to have the makaros today. So what are mitzvahs? Tana rabbanan ezel mitzvahs eishes zman grama sukkah lulav shofar tzitzis tefillin. Zman gramas are these sukkah lulav shofar tzitzis and tefillin. Why is tzitzis a zman grama? Why is tzitzis a zman grama? So it's not at night. The reason also. So what does that mean? So that's known as the well. That's known as the machlokas Rambam and the Rush. What does it mean? There's a patur at night. So the Rambam says the patur is patur gavra. Whatever you wear at night does not require tzitzis. If you wear a four-cornered garment at night, then you don't have to put tzitzis on it. If you wore a four-cornered garment by day, you have to put tzitzis on it. It's a din in the gavra when you wear it. The Rush says, no, it's a din in the ksus. It's a din in the chefsa. If you wear pajamas, a beged hamiyuchad lalayla, that does not require tzitzis, even if you wear it during the day. And if you wear a beged that's miyuchad for yom, you wear a regular shirt that you usually wear during the day, so then you have to put tzitzis on it, even if you wear it at night. The Shulchan Aruch holds both opinions. Shulchan Aruch is a min yudches. Laila lav zman tzitzisu. That's why it's a zman grama. The Sidur Isim oso. Laha Rambam. Kol ma shalavish bar laila. Padre afilu hu miyuchad layom. Whatever you wear at night, whatever you wear at night, it's pater, even if it's miyuchad, that is a day shirt. Chomash lovish bayom chayav afilu miyuchad lalayla. Ula harash ksus ha miyuchad lalayla pater afilu kushalov shabayom. It's a pajamas, so then it's pater even during the day. Vksus ha miyuchad layom olayom balada, if it's miyuchad for both, even if you can wear it at night, but sometimes you wear it during the day also, chayav afilu lov shabalayla, then it's chayav. Rama v'safeg brachos lahakel. So the Rachos Lahaka Al Kain in Lavari Chalav Ela Kishalovish Bayom V'Hu Miyuchad Gamkin Layom. Right? We Machmer regarding Hilchas Brachas as the Ramah. You only make a bracha on it by day, and if it's Miyuchad for the day, adds the Ramah Ubelel Yom Hakipurim Yisatef Baod Yom V'Yavari Chalav. That's why we try to make sure to be Machmer to get our talis on Elel Yom Kippur before Shkia, because we don't want to run into any Sveikas. Maybe the Halacha is like the Rambam, and if it's at night times, so then you don't make a bracha. Right, let's say if you have a shul that has a minhag to wear for the chazan to wear a talis at Ma'ariv, does not make a bracha on it. No brachas at night. That's why you don't have to, people are makbid sometimes to look for a shul's talis, a friend's talis, a shul's talis, you make a bracha on, a friend's talis, you don't make a bracha on. Sometimes they're makbid by if they're going up for mincha. By Ma'ariv, you don't have to be makbid. There's no bracha anyway. There's no bracha anyway by Ma'ariv. So that's why one doesn't have to be makbid to figure out which kind of talis you want to wear by Ma'ariv. Okay. Mr. Brewer here talks about Bena Shmashas. Can you make a bracha with Bena Shmashas? Okay, that is the, but that's why tzitzis are, is a Zman Grama. Tefillin! Next! tefillin is a zman grama. Why is tefillin a zman grama? Why is tefillin a zman grama? So you got two choices. Either tefillin a zman grama because nighttime, you don't wear tefillin at night. Right? You don't wear tefillin at night. So that is not what we paskin. We paskin Laila Isman Sissus. But Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos tefillin. Sorry, tefillin. We wear tefillin at night. But now we don't wear tefillin at night, but we paskin that tefillin is Laila Isman tefillin. But we Shabbos and Yantif. We don't wear tefillin, and that's what makes tefillin a zman grama. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Lamed Aleph. Simin Lamed Aleph, Shabbos V'yantif, Asur Lahaniyat tefillin. Not only we don't, because it's Lazman tefillin, but it's also Asur. Why? Mipnei Shehein Atzman Os. Because they themselves are a sign. V'minichem ben Os Acher, Hayazilzel La'os Shalahem. They're an Os. And therefore, if you wear tefillin on Shabbos, you're being mezalzel on the Os of Shabbos. The Kabbalistic Svarim, Rabbeinu Bachai quotes this, that we always need two Osos. Why? Apishnayidim Yakum Dover. You always need two witnesses, right? So on a weekday, what mitzvahs are called an os? Shabbos, bris milah, and tefillin. So on a weekday, you have a bris milah and you have tefillin. So on Shabbos, you have bris milah and Shabbos, right? You don't want to wear tefillin because that'll be mezalzel on the os of Shabbos. The Radvaz has an interesting tshuva. What if somebody has hemophilia in the family and he can't get a bris? So he wears tefillin on Shabbos because he only has one os. He only has one os. So maskana, he should not because low plug. It wasn't. It's not tefillin. That's the reason why the osos, but really it applies to all people. The big shaila is chol hamoed. That's the shaila. What about chol hamoed? Is chol hamoed an os or not? So it seems not to be clear in Shas. Seems not to be clear in Shas. The Shulchan Aruch says, but chol hamoed gamkin osur laniyat tefillin mitam ze'atzmo sheyimei chol hamoed gamkin os. The Shulchan Aruch paskins the Mechaber, which is the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. Chol hamoed is also called an os. Rama v'yesh omrim shechol hamoed chayev etfilin. V'chei noagin b'chol glilos eil lanichem b'moed ulevarech aleihen. Ela she'in mevarechen aleihen b'kol ram b'meis haknesses. K'mo b'shar yemos hashana. Make the bracha quietly, says the Rama. That's the Rama, that you do it tefillin chol hamoed, but say the bracha quietly. The Achronim, the Mishnah quotes, are maskim to the day of the Taz, that better is to put it on without a bracha. Yozuzov anichem b'li bracha, k'le bracha zama'akev, and safed brachos lehakel. But, and also, maybe before the hanacha, the achronim say, maybe think in your mind al tznai. You're doing a mitzvah al tznai. If I'm mechuyev to wear tefillin, then it's a mitzvah. And if not, I'm not doing the mitzvah. That is a discussion. But tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, for sure one shouldn't wear on chala, on chala moi. What about losis go to do? Some have one minhag, some have another minhag of the same shul. That's the issue of losis go to do. Most posts can say it's not a problem in chutz la'aretz because everybody knows they have two different minhagim in Eretz Yisrael. Since the minhag is totally one way, then it could be an issue of losis go to do because the whole country does one way. Is there really no source in Shas for chala moi, whether you should wear tefillin or not? So the Binyan Sion has an amazing shuvah. He says, no. There is a Mefurish Gemara. First, where's the Mefurish Gemara? Sukkah daf mem vav. The Gemara there says, hey, lefana mitzvahs harbe. You have a lot of mitzvahs to do. So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, you say one big bracha. Levarich al shekhar shabbat zvanu la'asos ha-mitzvahs. Right? To do mitzvahs. So the Rashi there says, like what? Like how many mitzvahs you have to do? So Rashi quotes, leishay basukkah, lahaniyach tefillin. So you read that grash, you don't catch it. Binyan Sion says, wait a second. Leishay basukkah, laniyach tefillin. When are you putting on tefillin on sukkahs? So, you want to say, just giving two examples. Let's say you have leishay basukkah with a bunch of other mitzvahs, and you have laniyach tefillin with a bunch of other mitzvahs. What does it mean the same day? It says, Pashas of Rashi. Leishay basukkah, laniyach tefillin. It says, you don't catch it. So maybe Rashi's talking about the mandam or yantiv isman tefillin. That's an amazing Rashi. Amazing Rashi. But then he quotes another raya. He says, the Gemara in Shabbos discusses on Erev Shabbos, they used to blow shof chatzotzros to make sure to people. The first one was to make sure people know Shabbos is coming. The next one to be mevatel people from halacha. The third one is to tell people to take off their tefillin. Take off their tefillin. That's on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah in Sukkah says that the chol hamoed sukkahs, he had the most chatzotzros. 48 chatzotzros they blew on chol hamoed sukkahs because they had to do it by the tamid and this and that. And what had the most? It also had for the nisa chamayim. Which you only did on Sukkot. And you add that, and the Chol HaMoed Sukkot was the most, and Erev Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Sukkot was really the most, because you also had the three tekiyos that you have every Erev Shabbos. What do you mean, the three tekiyos? One of them is to take off your tefillin. What are you doing with Chol HaMoed Sukkot? You don't do the math without the Binyan Sion, the Aruch HaNer. She says, oh, Haraya! Haraya, they won't tell on Chol HaMoed. Out of left field. Unbelievable. That's the Binyan Sion. Reb Chaim thought there was a different Mefurish Gemara. And Reb Chaim was so convinced by this that when Reb Moshe Salvechik asked Reb Chaim, is it a raya? He says, there's no suffix. So it's a vadai. What's the Vada? The Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin talks about saying Hallel. What days do you say Hallel? When do you not say Hallel? Different rules and regulations. Why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? Because it's not called a Moed. Why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. There's no Isser malacha. Why do we, if that's true, so it goes through all the cases. Ask Rav Salvechik, Rav Shechta quotes this in Eretz Tzvi, page Ayin Zayin. One second. It says there's no Isser malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So that's why there is no Hallel. So why in Chol HaMoed Sukkos do we have full Hallel? Right? It's lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. No, says you have to be medayik in the words, said Reb Chaim. Lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. Chol HaMoed has full kedusha. It was ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. There are heterim. Inherently, it has full kedusha sayom. There's a heter called davar ha'avid. There's a heter called malaches hedyot. There are different heterim, but inherently, Chol HaMoed is like any it's moed with certain heterim. Rosh Chodesh never was ikdish in the first place. It was there. It says lo ikdish basiyas malacha. Chol HaMoed was ikdish basiyas malacha, but then it had a teirim. So you see, Chol HaMoed has full kedusha ikdish. Reb Chaim thought that Gemara erech daf yud that was a raya that Chol HaMoed is like a full yantav. It's called a nos, and therefore you should vaday not wear tefillin, not even put on misafek. It's not a safek, said Reb Chaim. That's what he quotes. Vagodner Moshe Zalveichik, how you know shlo lani tefillin Chol HaMoed uklas agrav v'chein agra benu Reb Zalveichik upam bialdus hashor Rabbeinu Laviv. The Rav Reb Zalveichik asked his father Reb Moshe, why don't you wear tefillin at least lechumra sveka daraisa. So he said, his father answered him, it's not even a suffix. It's not even a suffix, the Marin Erechin is a Vadai. Okay? There's an Avnei Nezer also, but again, we'll leave it at that. So you have the Binyan Siyan, you have the Avnei Nezer, well, the Eretz
Tzvi. That's the opposite Raya,
right. So the Binyan Siyan brings a Raya one way, and Reb Chaim brought a Raya the other way. That's all about tefillin. I'm telling you, every word here we can spend hours on. And next, Vezehu. Okay, anything else? Oh, there's a big discussion whether tefillin or muksa comes up. Sometimes you walk into shul, and there's tefillin on your seat. You're allowed to take it off. Is it worse than a klishim lafta l'isser, which you can move l'sarach makomo? So most poskim say it's that. There's a Zohar, or a Kabbalah, that maybe it's muksa machmas chesron kiss. But minig olam is hopefully to be is basically to be mako if one has to move tefillin l'sarach gufa or makomo. So those are the mitzvahs that say that are zman grama. These are mitzvahs that should lower zman grama. What are this not zman gramas? Mezuzah, ma'ake, aveda, shiloh hakan. Mezuzah, ma'ake, putting up a fence, aveda, hashavas aveda, and shiloh hakan, sending away the bird, sending away the mother bird. There is a discussion in the Chasam Sofer, again, came up Lamaisa, remember 2 years ago, and somebody asked me shiloh hakan kasha. There was a goose nest in my backyard. In on the other side of the backyard. So is the Shiloh HaKan by geese. But the Chasam Sofer has the larger issue in Simen Kuf in Aruch Chaim. Is there a mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan even if you're not interested in the eggs? Is there a mitzvah? The guy was coming to me. He just wanted the school. There are a lot of schools of Shiloh HaKan. So he was looking to have a he was having fertility issues. So there's different segulas of different mitzvahs. So, you know, we're Klai, so we're human. Why do we do mitzvahs? So we do it to get the schoolers. Fine. Not only. But here, he didn't want the eggs. So is there an issue? So the Ramban talks about in Parshas Kisei, about the messages of Shiloh HaKan to teach you not to be brazen, not to be an achzar. So ein lecha achzar golden mizu. You don't even want the eggs. You're going to shoo away the mother bird. Right? So the Chasam Sofer discusses whether there is such a mitzvah. The Shiloh started by saying he saw it on Shabbos. See, can he do it on Shabbos? As a machlokas, we've shown him whether Shiloh HaKan is just shooing without touching or even taking the mother bird and touching it. So it's a muksa. It's muksa, so are you allowed to do shiloh on Shabbos? Is it docha? This is the Rabbanan muksa. So he goes through the various issues, fascinating shuv and simen kuf. But there he talks about how, according to many rishonim, it would not be a mitzvah unless you want the eggs, and therefore for sure on Shabbos, one does not have the heter to touch the mother in order to shoo away the kids. Again, that's the Chasam Sofer. Feel free to look at. But the other issue, and then basically this is where the action is, and we can do most of the amud. The other issue that Rishonim here ask is 1 minute. The four on this list, mitzvah say that are not zman grama, and therefore women are obligated. Tosfos says, all of these have a lav associated with them too. Right? Ma'akeh. Lo sasam damim b'vesecha. Right? Hashem ha'saveta. Lo sucha le'esalem. Right? Shiluach ha'kan. Right? They all have lavim. And we know the rule is by lo sasay, women are obligated in all of them. And if they're obligated in the losa, say they're obligated in the assay. So what do you need to tell me? Their mitzvah say loasman grama. Even if they were zman gramas, women were obligated in them. So Tosfos comes up. Tosfos and Makkah. No, I could come up with a case in each one where the losa say doesn't apply. I could come up with cases. Go with cases. Now by Makkah, and we discussed this. I don't know if we had to share Makkah, and we did here. So Tosfos says maybe the isser of losasim damim The first one. Maybe the Isser Makia only the Isser Los, I say, only applies where you build the house without a fence. But if you move into a house that already doesn't have a fence, there's no Isser. So Tosa comes up with Hechi Timsis in every case where you can have the assay without the Los assay. Fine. But the Ritva quotes the Ramban? No. Deeper. It says the Pshat is that in these mitzvahs, sometimes you have an assay and a Los assay by various mitzvahs. But by this mitzvah, the Los assay is just there to be mechazek the assay. It's really an assay-oriented mitzvah. What, you're going to tell me, it says return the lost object. And don't not return the lost object. So what's the ikur there? Don't forget to return the lost object. No, of course not. Put up a fence. Put up a fence. Don't keep a dangerous situation there. So putting up a fence is the ikur. Is there to be mechazik the assay. So by those los assays, you would not apply the principle, possibly. It might be meshubid and follow along with the assay that it is there to guard. So that was the havamina, why you need to call these los mangramas. Okay, weiter. Here we go. The klalahu, is this a hard and fast principle? Los assay, los, not mangramas and mangramas? Vari matza, what about mitzvah matza? Women are obligated, even though it's mangrama. Simchas yantif. Hakel. We know women have to go to hakel. The mitzvah assay is mangrama, v'rashim chayavos. By all these, women are obligated, even though there's mangramas. V'su, and also, hari talmid Torah. What about learning? Learning is not smagrama, and women are exempt, as we said yesterday. Either having a lot of mitzvahs that they have to do, they have to learn about, according to the Ramon Yerodea. Okay, but Mikra, there is some type of p'tur for women. Periyavarivya, what a puravu. Now the Gemara Yibamas tells us women are p'turas from puravu, even though it's not as smagrama. Pidyon Aben, the lav mitzvah is smagrama, hu v'nashu p'turos. Right, so you see, it's not a hard, there's so many exceptions. Samar Rabbi Yochanan, ein lemeidim en haklalos afilu b'makam shnei rabochos. You're right. This is the rule, but don't learn from the rules, even if the rule says, this is the rule except for these two, which makes it sound like only these two are excluded. Still, you don't learn from klalos. There could be many exceptions. Tisan, as the Mishnah says in Erevin, Bakol Ma'arvin Umishatvin, you could use anything, any type of food, to set up your Erev Chatzeros, to be able to carry amongst houses in a chatzer, umishatvin, or to be able to carry from yards into an alleyway, into a mavui, to use any food, chutz ben mayim ben amelech, except for salt and water, because those aren't things that satiate. Therefore, you can't use those. Vesu leka, and that's it. Vayik ekvena pitrios. What do I mean? What about mushrooms? Can't use mushrooms either. Right? So that's not, that also doesn't satiate. Ella, and let me them in a klalos. It must be, no, you don't learn from rules, but feel makam shnei rabo chutz. Even if it says chutz, this is the rule except for, there could be other things that are left out. Fine.
How did that drive with Tana V'Sheir?
So again, the Gemara uses it a different. I think we spoke about that when we had this in Erevin. But you're right; it's two opposite principles. Tana V'Sheir means it is specific, but it also left some out. No, actually, it works okay. Tana V'Sheir means it also left some out. But then the Gemara says it only if it gave, if it left one out, you have to leave at least two out. And if not, it's that's not even without a klal. Even without saying, this is the rule. That's just where certain examples are given, and other examples are not given. But you're right. Sometimes the Gemara thinks that the Mishnayos are meduktak, and sometimes not. Okay. Mizah says, Van Grama Nashim Paturos. So here it is. How do you know that women are pater? Minalan. What's the source that women are paturos from? Van Grama, Gomar, Mi Tfilin. You learn it from Tfilin. Ma Tfilin, Nashim Paturos, just like Tfilin, women are paturos from. I've called Mizah says, Van Grama Nashim Paturos. So to all Mizah say, women are paturos from. And we know that Tefillin, we mentioned in the past, is a mitzvah seishes van grama, also that even if women want to do, they shouldn't do. The Shulchan Aruch already says. It's not like lulav, it's not like shofar, where, okay, you want to, wonderful, you can even make a bracha. Tefillin they shouldn't do. Two reasons given. Number one, because gufnaki is needed. Gufnaki, and therefore, men already, we're supposed to wear tefillin all day. The Prima Gadim has a suffix, whether it's a dindaraisa or a dindarabanan, so we already minimized it. What can we do? What can we do? We're wrapping the Shem Hashem around us, so we don't have a choice. We have an obligation, but we do it the most minimal time. But women, they don't have to. Meaning, there's a downside to this mitzvah. There's a risk factor. If you don't have to put yourself into the situation, then don't. Men already minimized it, A. B, the second makar quoted is the Targum Yonas of Menuziel, who says on the Pasuk in Kiseisel, Yibash Gevers, and Latisha, the Pasuk of Begedish, Begedisha, that Tefillin and Tzitzis now have the status of Beged-ish. Maybe 2,000 years ago, if women wanted to start wearing Tefillin, maybe there was a Havamina, but now it already has the status, so they shouldn't. Okay, so but that's the makar. Just like women are pterus from Tefillin, so to all Zman Gramas. Tefillin, Gamal Lamitama Torah. And Tefillin, you'll learn from Tama Torah. Matama Torah, Nashim Pterus, not Tefillin, Nashim Pterus. Just like they're part from learning, certain areas, so too tefillin. So why do you compare tefillin to learning? Why do you compare tefillin to mezuzah and say the women are obligated? Tefillin and Talmud Torah is kish. No. You compare it. Why? Because tefillin and Talmud Torah are compared bei parasha rishon and bei parasha shniya. In the first and second parasha of Kriya Shema, Talmud Torah and tefillin are put next to each other. Right? It says, v'limadtem osem, and then u'kashartam. In both. Tefillin and mezuzah, parasha shniya lo iskish. But in the second parsha, tefillin and mezuzah are not compared. Why? Because you have Talmud Torah. It's masik between them. Rashi goes to Pesukim. V'nakash mezuzah lo Talmud Torah. Okay, so why don't you say the other way? Compare mezuzah to Talmud Torah and say if women are in an apartment by themselves, they have no obligation of mezuzah. Lo sakatay tach. No. There's no havamina that they can't, they're patures from mezuzah. Tach siv man yibu yimechem, because it says, man yibu yimechem. Mezuzah is going to give you a richas yamim, right? If chusatim on mezuzos, and then man yibu yimechem. Gavr boi chayi, nashi lo boi chayi. Women don't need life. Women also want to get in on this mitzvah. And therefore, of course, they are obligated in it. Remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, or if you remember, we'll get up to it one day, but maybe from last cycle, if any of you were in the second cycle, of Uncleus the Caesar is upset that Uncleus he wants to convert, so he sends one of his henchmen to try to get Uncleus back. So Uncleus says to them, you see what that is? He points to the mezuzah. So they say, yeah, what is that? He says, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. Right, Hinei Lo Yonam Lo Yonam Shomai Yisok Hashem Baruch Hashem Silcha Hashem Shomrecha Hashem Silcha Yad Yiminecha. He says, "Wow!" So the guy converted. So he's like, "What?" He says, "Go to him and don't talk to him." So he comes and Uncle just points to the mezuzah. The guy converts. So he says, the guy says, "Don't do anything." He has this whole thing. It happens three times. There's another step in the story, but that's the power of a mezuzah, right? It gives life. It protects. Says the Gemara now. The other way, Vari Sukkah, the Mizla, is Man Grama. What Sukkah is Man Grama, Techsiba Sukkah, Sage, Shivas Yamim, and time to Kazar Rahmana, Ha'ezrach, Lozi, as Anashim. We have a Pasuk to exclude women from Sukkah. Halava, Akin Hashem, Chayavos. But without the Pasuk, wouldn't we say when women are obligated, even though it's Man Grama? So the Gemara says, no. There's a specific Havamina why we would have included women, even though it's Man Grama. Two Havaminas, potential ones given in the Gemara. Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya. Istrich. Sakat Adachamina. I might have thought. Hold on. Teshvu. You have to live in the Sukkah. Teshvu gain Taduru. We spoke about that length in Mesech Sukkah. You have to live in your Sukkah like you live in your house. Matir Ishvishto. Av Sukkah Ishvishto. You might think you have to live in the Sukkah with your husband and wife. Meaning, so it's not a din in the woman per se being obligated. It's a din really in the husband being obligated, and the husband lives with his wife. That's normal living, and therefore you might think the woman is nigrar after the husband. Kamashmal, that's why you need a pasuk. But Rava Amar Yisrich, a different Havamina, Rava says, Sakat al-Chamina Nele Chamisha Asa Chamisha Asa Mechag HaSukkis. I might thought you learned Xavier Shava from Pesach. I don't thought you learned Xavier Shava from Pesach. Malahal and Asha Chayav, it's just like women are obligated in Matzah, because anybody who cannot eat Chametz is Chayav in Matzah. So I'm not Chayav Asha Chayavos. So do I might have thought here, women are obligated. Sricha, that's what you need. Remember, we have other halachas learned comparing tesvav. Right, the Gemara in Sukkah Chav Zayin tells us that the first night is a chovah to eat in the sukkah. You learned that from Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. So tesvav. So we would have thought here, Kamash Malan, that's why you don't have it. Period. The Sheet Lanod Lami here asks a question of that you might have heard from the Tosfos and Megillah Daf Dalet. There's a third reason, maybe, why women should be obligated in sukkah. Afin Hoyboso Anes. Tosis in Psachim also asked this. Why don't you say Afin Hoyboso? These are also in the Nase of the Ananiya Kavit. So why aren't they obligated? So Tosis in Megillah and the Shidon Olumi here says maybe Afin Hoyboso Anes only applies to Mitzvahs de Rabbanan. Right? The three Mitzvahs in Shas. Where it applies to is Megillah, Dalet Kosos, and Ner Chanukah. Right? Those are the three Mitzvahs that it applies to. That's it. So the common denominator between all those three is they're all derabanan. Afinu Boso Anes does not have the power to make you chayiv in a mitzvah daraisa like sukkah. That's one answer given. But interesting, there are other days in Tosafos, meaning the other day is whole, maybe it can apply to a daraisa, and there are other reasons. The other achronim say maybe the reason is because
the women are central to
it. So the Rashbam and others quote that maybe Afinu Boso Anes means women played an integral role in the nes. They're protagonists in the nes. Yehudis and Esther and the Nashim Sidkanias. Here, it's not just that they're included in the nes. It's a second answer. A third answer might be, I think there's some Kluger as a Tshuva that says this, that maybe it only applies to where there was a specific sakana at a moment and they were saved from it. Right? That's why by Mitzrayim, they were another second, they would have been forgotten in the Nun Shari Tumah. And by Esther and Chanukah, obviously, they were the one. But here, when Kadosh Baruch Hu does an ace for Klal Yisrael, but the mitzvah is not Misukan Dafka as a Hatzalah, it's just a consistent ace, so maybe that's why that doesn't apply. the Briskah Rav in Erechin has the Chakira whether Afin Abbas Ones makes the women exactly obligated like men, or there's still some difference. But Nafkamin is in terms of women being motzi men in those mitzvahs, right? The Shita the Bahag, women are only obligated in hearing the Megillah, not reading the Megillah. That's why women cannot be motzi men. But again, that's based on that Briskah Rav in Erechin. Third line. One second. Vari Re'iyah the mitzvah Zeizman Grama. Vani Re'iyah. Right, going out to the mitzvah to be seen in the Beis Hamikdash on Yantif. That's a time-bound mitzvah. V'tana the kazav rachman is a churcha lahosi anashim. And again, it's because we have a pasuk excluding women. Halav achin ashem chayavos. Mashma that without it, women would be obligated in Re'iyah. So Gemara says, no, itzrich. I need a specific pasuk by Re'iyah. Why? Salkatay tachamina neilaf Re'iyah mihakel. I might have thought that we should learn a gzeir shava from Re'iyah every Yantif to Hakel once every 7 years in the Beis Hamikdash when everybody has to go, just like women are obligated in Hakel. Right, a nashim lomod, a nashim lishmo, and a vitaf lahavi schar lemivi ehen. So we'd have learned it from there. Kamash malan, period. Ad kan the makoros. So now the Gemara says 1 minute. The adiyafina mitfilin leftura neilav bisimcha lechiyuva. Why do you learn all mitzvahs from tefillin to pater women from zman gramas? Why do you learn all mitzvahs from simchas yantif? Right, to be mechayiv women in all zman gramas. So the Gemara says Amar Abaya isha byla misamcha. What does that mean? A woman, her husband makes her happy. We have this in the Chagiga also, right? Or Rosh Hashanah. Talks about it, but the Rama has in Hilchas Chagiga. So what does that mean? So Rashi here says, and the Rama also seems to say that, look at Rashi, important Rashi, Ein Chovas Hasimcha Tluya Ba. A woman doesn't have her own mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. It's the husband's Simchas Yantif to make her happy, to be Misameach her. Right, it's the Lashon of the Torah also by Shana Bishona. V'simach es ishto asher lakach. It's his mitzvah to be misameacher. It's his mitzvah. So here too, that's why you wouldn't have learned that from the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. Because women don't have any mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. It's all really the husband's. Tosfos discusses whether this is really true. Maybe what the Gemara means is that it's his karban, shalmei simcha, that she partakes in. Not in general, that she's not obligated at all. But it has to do with the karban, Tosfos says. That's the second to last line of the Tosfos. Isha baila misamcha b'shalmei simcha shalosh achovim utelas baila. Fine. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Almana Meikel Amemar. We know an Almana also has Simchas Yantif, and she doesn't have a husband. So Gemara says, Bishiruya Etzlo. No, but also she has, whoever she's living with, has whoever she eats her meals with, has an obligation to be Misameachar. But again, she also has no Chia per se. Vanela be Hakel. Why don't you learn from Hakel? Hakel women are obligated. So learn all mitzvahs from Hakel. Just like women are obligated there, so too they're obligated in Ozman Gramas. The Netziv says, what's the Havamina? Even three-year-olds are Chayav and Hakel. It's a Havamina to say that it's a real obligation. So the Netziv says, no, three-year-olds aren't obligated. That's for sure is an obligation of the parents to bring the children, which is not the children per se. But women could have their own obligation. Interesting, Ramban. The Ramban quotes on the Pasuk at the end of the Torah, two deyos, whether Hakel applies to real tiny babies or only kids that are Higiel Achinach. And he says, I would think Misvar, it only should apply to the older kids, but what could I do? Chazal say, Litin Schala Mivyehen, that means kids who you're carrying, which means little kids. So he notes that Chazal, he would like to say against Chazal, but that's what Chazal say. V'neila b'hakel, so when you learn from Hakel, Mishud Avi Matzah, v'hakel shenksim v'hakel echad. Why? No, because Matzah and Hakel are two psukim telling you the same thing, right? That two mitzvahs say that are zman grama that women are obligated in. V'chol shenksim v'hakel echad imalam, then you can't learn from there. Because obviously, why the Torah say both? It must be that you can't learn outside. Ihachi tilin v'riya nami shenksim v'hakel echad imalam, then so too tfilin and re'iya are zman gramas. So you also shouldn't be able to learn from them. The rest is trichy. No, by those you need the two of them both. If it only had tefillin below kasav re'iyah, if you want to bring re'iyah, have mina neila for re'iyah mihakel. As we said, you would have learned re'iyah from hakel, and therefore you have to write re'iyah. Because rechman a re'iyah below kasav tefillin, if it would have written tefillin, have mina akashel mezuzah. Trichas. That's why you need both psukim of re'iyah and tefillin. They're not shnei ksuvin abank echad. Where it says ihachi, if that's true, matzav hakel nami trichy. So you also need both psukim of matzah and hakel. So it's not shnei ksuvin. The Gemara says, "Lamai tzrichi." Why do you need both of them? It only works in one direction. Bishlamai kazer rechman hakel lo kazer matzah. If the Torah only said hakel, women are obligated in and not matzah. Havamina neil chamisha also chamisha also mechagasukis. I would have learned it from chagasukis that they are obligated. So elanifle rechman a matzah lo boy hakel. So just say matzah and don't say hakel. V'yano amina. And I would have known tfalim chayavin. If the babies are obligated, nashim lo shakein. I would have known that the chayav anyway, so you didn't have to write it. Hilka chavilu beis ksuvin aban ke'echad ve'ein melamdim. So they are considered two psukim that are coming to teach you the same thing, and therefore you cannot learn to anywhere else. Period. the Reb Nevenzal has a Hara in. Yeah.
By
Hakel?
No, by
Sukkah. By Sukkah, which line? I would have said, if it wouldn't have said Matzah, I would have learned that from Chag HaSukkah, that the Peturos. That the Peturos, Kamash Malam, right. I misspoke. Okay. The Reb Nevenzal has Hara in Parshas Truma. What about Binyan HaMikdash? There's a question that he points out that is asked on the Rambam. The Rambam says that Binyan HaMikdash is only by Yom Velo Balayla. Right, maybe he's of the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos that we mentioned in the past, whether the third Beis HaMikdash is coming down from Shemayim or it's going to be built by us. Right, Rashi says it's going to come down from Shemayim. Right, so but the Rambam sees the possibility that we're going to build it. The mitzvah is only by Yom Velo Balayla, but he says even women are obligated in it. Even women are obligated in it. Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Right, so what? So isn't that another example of Isman Grama that women are obligated in? So why does the Torah here say Shalosh Ksuvin Aban Keechad? So Reb Nevenzal says no. The whole discussion here is only mitzvahs that are chovas hayachid. Chovas hatzibur you don't take part. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a chovas hatzibur, not a chovas hayachid. That's why the Gemara doesn't bring it up. Page Reish Ayin Ches in Sichas to Sefer Shmos. So Hani Chalaman Darmei Malamdin. So this whole discussion works if you cannot learn from two psukim, the way the Torah goes out of its way. Laman Darmei Malamdin Meikel Meimar. But if you hold that even if the Torah goes out of its way to write two psukim, it's not extra and you're allowed to learn from outside. Meikel Meimar Visu and also Mitzvahs Azay Shlomos Bamkar Manashem Chayavas Minalon. How do you know that women are obligated in mitzvahs Azay that are not time bound? You just brought me a pasuk that tells me that pater from time bound mitzvahs. How do you know they're obligated in not time bound mitzvahs Minalon? Ask the Pnei Yeshua, what's the Havamina? People are obligated in all mitzvahs unless there's a p'tur. So there's a p'tur by Zman Gremis. Well, you have to tell me, what's the marker that a man has put on tefillin? But it says in the Torah. How do you know? Maybe he's parted from that mitzvah? What do you mean he's parted from that mitzvah? Unless you know otherwise, he's chayiv in that mitzvah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, no. Because you might have thought that once the Torah gives a p'tur for certain mitzvahs, why should Mechalik do different mitzvahs? You might have thought that once there's a makar for p'tur by Zman Gremis, so maybe that's not meduyak only. Maybe it applies to all mitzvahs. That's why the Gemara only asks us now. Once you know that women are p'turas from Zman Gremis, so now you say, oh, you know what? Maybe they're p'turas from all mitzvahs. Who says limited? So that's how the Gemara could ask such a question. So what's the answer to this? What's the makar? So we'll have to wait and see and do the answer tomorrow because it continues. And we talk more tomorrow about Purvu and more about tefillin and mitzvah. Say we get into Hashchasa and Peyus and women's obligation in the exceptions. The Losa says that they're not obligated in Baltak and Baltashkas. That comes up, and then we got some Agadata, and then we get into Arla and Mitzvah Kliyas Ba'aretz. It's a lot coming up. Again, every day here, Kiddushin, there's a lot to say. Okay, Shkoyach.